name's Chris Horrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Good morning. You are listening to CITR, and you're listening to Sup World, and I am joined for the next hour by Andrea of New Sensei.
Is this on?
You're on.
Hi. Are we live?
We are live on air, and we're also podcasting. So I'm super excited to have Andrea. She is going to be playing songs about angels for the next hour.
That's right.
Tell me a bit about why you're playing songs about angels.
It's the holiday season. Figured I may as well. And I also have a show opening in 2 weeks called Where Angels Go to Burn Their Wigs at the AH Gallery.
And you're a musician, but this show is
Visual art. Yeah.
Visual art.
Mm-hmm. Which is something else I do.
So Andrea is in two bands, New Sensei and Heavy Chains.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to start off this show with a song called I'm a Body by New Sensei. We're back.
Hello.
So, Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you. Every week I've been having guest hosts of Vancouver musicians. So that was your band, New Sensei.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are working on a new album for Suicide Squeeze, right?
That's right.
And you've got a new lineup?
Yeah, we have a guitar player now, Brody McKnight. And we're writing a record, and then we're going on tour in March with this American band called EMA.
EMA?
Yeah.
EMA is sweet. I really like the latest album.
Yeah, it's cool. We're stoked that she asked. So.
Yeah, so she asked you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really exciting.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Where are you guys
going
to go?
We're going, it's like kind of weird. It's like Midwest, East Coast. And then, like, 2 dates in Canada, too, huh. On the East Coast.
That's awesome. Yeah, so EMA found you and then asked you?
Yeah, I guess. It's cool. Huh.
That's cool. And how did Suicide Squeeze, how did you end up working with Suicide Squeeze?
David, who runs Suicide Squeeze, emailed us when we were on tour. I guess someone, like, I don't know, he heard it or something. He was interested. And he's really cool, so we decided to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when is that album going to come out?
I don't know. We're recording it in February, like early February, with Josh Stevenson. And then I don't know how long it takes.
Yeah.
Every time we put out a record, it's taken a different amount of time, depending on, like, weird tour restrictions or whatever.
You usually put it, you've put out a few records on Vancouver label, so this is your first time working with Seattle label.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, that is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Do you feel more pressure or just more?
I don't know. I think it's just more fun.
Yeah, more excited.
Yeah.
More inspired. Awesome. So we just heard from New Sensei, and the song was I'm a Body, which I don't know if you've seen it, but it has a pretty amazing video, which features Andrea and her bandmate Daniel in slow motion. Andrea's covered in peanut butter, Daniel's covered in jam, and they're being licked off by dogs. So, how did this video come to be?
This guy named Cody asked us if he had an idea for a video, and then he pitched it to us, like, he wanted to do it as just, like, a project. And then I guess he put a call out for all types of dogs, and it was, like, really intense. Like, the filming was crazy. It was like 8 hours of
being covered in peanut butter
and being licked by, like, really kind of eager dogs. But some of them didn't at all. I don't know.
Who owned these dogs that were licking you?
Just, like, they would go to the park near where we were shooting it, and ask, like, a dog park, and ask if the dog was interested in, like, being in a music video. And I think that a lot of, once you say, like, music video,
yeah,
you know, people are like, oh, yeah, of course.
So the owners were like, yeah, sure, you can use my dog to lick off this band covered
some
in peanut butter
and
jelly.
Some owners were kind of weird, though. They were kind of, like, I don't know. Oh, you could tell they were taking it really seriously.
There were some pretty fancy dogs.
Yeah, no, that Great Dane was, like, amazing. But, yeah, they had to put, like, ham on Daniel's head for it, because it wouldn't eat the jam or anything.
Huh.
It's kind of scary, but, yeah. It was cool. It was fun.
There were some times that get pretty intense in the video. I'm going to put it on my blog, but where the dogs are licking your face and sometimes their tongues go in your mouth.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
It's pretty gross. It cannot, like, watching it for 3 minutes or however long the song is painful, but I can only imagine being in that situation for 8 hours.
I think you just kind of get desensitized and you zone out, and then it just, I don't know, it's like getting a face massage or something. But a dog.
By a dog's
tongue.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's weird.
It's a great video.
Yeah, it was fun.
So, how do you want to start the show? What's your first song?
First song is Angels by Crass.
All right. So, here is there a particular reason you chose the song first?
I just thought it'd be a good start.
All right. So, here is Angels by Crass.
Jim Callaghan is perhaps the more dangerous of the two because he is more successful in conveying the political pressure.
Back in the team. The army side, I sleep, missing Ireland. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to Sup World, and I have a guest host, Andrea from New Sensei and Heavy Chains.
Hi.
And so Andrea is playing Angel Songs for the hour. So what did you just play?
I just played Waiting for the Angels by The Dark Side.
And who are The Dark Side?
It's a band from, I guess, that album came out in 1990. So, yeah, like late 80s, early 90s. They have same member as Spaceman 3. So it kind of sounds like that, which is cool.
And what do you have coming up next?
Next, I have a song called Angel Face by The Glitter Band, who was Gary Glitter's backup band. And then they started making their own records. And I think this song is top notch.
All right, so here is Angel Face on Sup World.
Yeah. Hearken, the Malar, and the Angel of the Gods.
Was Heavy Chains, because we are joined by Andrea. So, Andrea, you said one time you were at work and you turned on the radio and Heavy Chains was playing?
Yeah, it was.
What was that?
It was my big star moment.
Your big rock star moment.
I really knew I made it when I heard Heavy Chains on CITR.
Whose show was it? Do you know?
I don't know. I didn't recognize it at first until the end, and then I was like, oh yeah. That's us.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, I didn't recognize. I was spacing out, and then at the end, I was like, oh, what song was that? I wonder what that was. And then they were like, oh, it was Heavy Chain, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I've made it.
You have made it. Now you are guest hosting CITR.
I know, here I am, living out my dreams.
Yeah, quick rise to the top.
I know.
So you played Beharit before Heavy Chains.
That's right. Thou Angel of the Gods.
And now, who are Beharit?
They're a Finnish black metal band from the early 90s.
And they just reissued this?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Okay.
But, yeah, they're really cool. They're very blonde. They're kind of like a weirder black metal band, I think. They do a lot of, like, atmospheric stuff, which is cool. Yeah.
So that was Beharit. And Thou Angel of Gods. Then you heard Andrea's band Heavy Chains with Coma Wire off their release, which is A Very Real Hell. And that came out this year, right? Earlier
yeah.
this year?
Mm-hmm.
And are you guys working on another one, or?
We recorded stuff for a 7-inch, which is collecting dust.
Why is it collecting dust?
I don't know. We don't really know what to do with it. It's, you know, I don't know. Maybe we'll figure it out. Something will happen. We'll get signed to Geffen Records or something, and it'll blow up.
Yeah. That's definitely what's going to happen.
Yeah, I predict it.
It's a goal of 2012, mm-hmm. Geffen Records, Heavy Chains.
Goal of life, Geffen Records.
All right, so what is next?
Next is Sonic Youth, Angel Roll, Orange Rolls, and Angel Spit.
Yeah. Was Impossible Babes, Alf House, Andrea's pick from the Night Prison LP. Why did you choose that one, Andrea?
I haven't actually heard this LP yet, so...
It's good! You need to listen to it. You're
so
on it!
I wanted to pick something... Yeah. So, I don't know. Just something... I feel... Yeah. Why not? Impossible Babes. Let's do it.
And they're the song
cool.
is...
Nice friends, cool people.
Perfect. The song is Alf House... And Alf House is a punk house here in Vancouver. And you've played it many times, Andrea.
That's right.
When they send to Heavy Chains?
No, Heavy Chains has not played. One day. One day.
Another goal of 2012. Mm-hmm. Play the Alf House with Heavy Chains and get signed to Geffen Records.
That's right. One will come true.
One will likely come true. And Nisense is on this comp. The Night Prison LP.
Yeah, I haven't heard this yet. So, I don't know. I should listen to it. Jesse gave me a copy, like, the other day, but I accidentally forgot it at the jam space. But yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, you need to listen to it. There's 18 songs by Vancouver bands. So, before Impossible Babes, you played a little band called Sonic Youth.
Little band. yeah, and now I'm going to play Neil Young, because it's Canadian, and the song's called Sleeps with Angels, and it's off the album Sleeps with Angels, which Neil wrote after Kurt Cobain died, and because Kurt Cobain quoted Neil in his suicide note, right? That, hey, hey, better to burn out than to fade away. And so he was, like, super crushed. Because he was super inspired by Kurt Cobain, so at the time, and so he wrote this album, and it's a pretty cool album, but yeah, Sleeps with Angels.
Thank you.
Hello? Am I on?
Yeah!
Okay, the next song is Angels Crawling by Brain Bombs, best Swedish band of all time.
Here you go.
Yeah, let's go.
We'll be right back. very much for coming out this evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind.
So, to all our CITR homies, we dedicate this shout-out to you for your support of our Fresh Beat.
You really knew what time it was during our 2011 fun drive, and we thank you, thank you, thank you for being so kind.
Big love and ups from your crew at CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And until next year, remember to keep it real.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
We are back, Melanie Coles and Andrea Lukic.
Hi.
Andrea has just said she wants to come back in spring and do a theme show on flowers.
That's right. And the next band would be a pretty appropriate band to play for that show. It's Death in June. And the song's called Little Black Angel. And it's off of But What Ends When the Cymbals Shatter. And it's actually a cover, or like a reinterpretation of a gospel song from the Jim Jones People's Temple or whatever cult. Yeah, it's cool.
So here is Death in June as chosen by Andrea Lukic.
Black angel, as you grow up, I want you to drink from the plenty cup. My little black angel, my little black angel, my little black angel, as years roll by, I want you to fly with wings held high. I want you to live by the justice code. I want you to burn down freedom's road. My little black angel, my little black angel, my little black angel, my little black angel. Lie away, oh, lie away sleeping, lie away safe in my arms. Your father, your future protects you, locks you safe from all harm. Little black angel, I feel so glad, you'll never have things I never had. And out of men's hearts all hate is gone, it's better to die than forever live on. My little black angel, my little black angel, my little black angel, my little black angel. Lie away, lie away, sleeping, lie away safe in my arms. Your father, your future protects you, locks you safe from all harm. Little black angel, I feel so glad, you'll never have things I never had. And out of men's hearts all hate is gone, it's better to die than forever live on. My little black angel, my little black angel, my little black angel, my little black angel. Black angel, as years roll by, I want you to fly with wings held high. I want you to live by the justice code. I want you to burn down free.
So we're back for one last song. And Andrea just told me that you podcast as well.
Yeah, I do. Inconsistently, but it's called Bonkers Rockers Junkie Punker.
Where can we find it?
Online. you can find it on... I don't know how you could find it. I just put it online, and then I posted it some places. But if you Google it, I'm sure you could find it.
It's on the web.
I collect news stories from the week and play songs that are relevant in theme and subject matter.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
your own music or...
No.
But you said you wrote a song for it, no?
Yeah, I wrote a theme song for it. I'm not going to sing it, but...
You should write a theme song for Sephiro.
Maybe I will.
That'd be awesome.
It was really fun. That's probably the best part about it.
That sounds great. Maybe I will play a clip from it on my show sometime. So, we are almost at the end. We have 3 minutes left. This hour was Angel Songs, as chosen by Andrea Lukic. Because, do you want to give us one more spiel about your show coming up?
I'll just say that it's on... Friday, January the 13th.
Friday the 13th?
Yeah, which is really cool. And it's at the AH Gallery on East 2nd. And its title of the show is Where Angels Go to Burn Their Wigs. And Friday the 13th is the opening night. But it'll be up for like a month or more. I'm not sure how long.
What's the medium?
I guess it's installation. Yeah, it's sort of coming. I mean, there's a main element to it is a publication that I'm working on, so.
And then that's going to be available that night?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, a zine? Because I know that you've made zines in the past.
Made zines. It's a zine, but it's like, it's mostly text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So that is Friday 13th at AH Gallery.
Yeah.
And so one last angel song from Andrea on Subworld.
From the biggest angel of all time, Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison.
Blue Angel, which I heard, I think a blue angel is like teenagers set their farts on fire and it's called a
really?
Blue angel.
Yeah. Do you think that's the one that he's singing about?
No, he's really singing about Lana, his wife, or someone.
All right.
Yeah. But anyway, he's the best.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest DJ this week.
Thank you for having me.
You are listening to Subworld, as hosted by Melanie Coles and Andrea Lukic. And the theme this week was angels. So our last track is Blue Angel by Roy Orbison. I hope you have a good week. And tune in next Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30, for another guest host, Vancouver artist on Subworld.
Sha-la-la. No.
to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR